your figure look so lifted. Fly in your girl, baby, gonna see.
See, I gotta get this money, my palms itching. Niggas gossip like hoes, most dumb bitches. I don't wanna do no songs, I don't wanna kick it. And I ain't signing to no label, bitch, I'm independent. Let a nigga try me, try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Let a nigga try me, try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body.
Slide with my dogs going in this bitch, made your host suck my motherfucking dick, suck my motherfucking dick. Every fucking day, every fucking day, every fucking day, it's a fucking Friday. Every fucking day, every fucking day, every fucking day, it's a fucking Friday. Every fucking day, every fucking day, every fucking day, it's a fucking Friday. Every fucking day, every fucking day, every fucking day, it's a fucking Friday. Space goes hurt, man, I hate fuck niggas, man, I'm motherfucking niggas, man, I'm motherfucking niggas, man. He's battling with my dogs and he rolling in the club, and I'm finna find a bad bitch, I'm finna find a bad bitch. The money of a hoes, nigga, money of a bitches, yeah, I'm pimping in the Navigator, motherfucking Navigator. Truck club, nigga, and I'm feeling on that pussy, sipping motherfucking lean, I'm a motherfucking lean, I'm a good fucking day. Every fucking day, every fucking day, it's a fucking Friday. Every fucking day, every fucking day, every fucking day, it's a fucking Friday. Every fucking day, every fucking day, every fucking day, it's a fucking Friday. Every fucking day, every fucking day, every fucking day, it's a fucking Friday.
Alright, I'm going to talk about all those songs in a moment, as I always do. But before then, I think I'm going to do another PSA. I did the Fresh Fruit PSA, but you know, I haven't had any water in a while. Things are getting a bit dry. So, I have a new PSA for you. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many more fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. That's like a classic PSA, but I do always feel like it's a little like condescending about candy and such, but you know it is what it is. You can never have a perfect PSA. Anyways, those last few songs. As I talked about in depth, Try Me by Deja Loaf was the first song there, which is just absolutely like undeniable, frankly. One of the best songs out there. A very special song to me and to everyone who hears it ever. I don't know if that's true. And then I followed that with X by Tinashe featuring Jeremiah. My friend Jack, who was in the studio with me a little earlier, he and I are both Tinashe fans, so we figured it was high time for me to put a Tinashe song in one of my sets, because I've never done that before. And then my third song in that stretch was Friday, in parentheses, Strip Club, by Space Ghost Perp, one of the greats, another controversial artist, because he likes to pick a lot of fights on the internet, which, honestly, not good for anyone, but despite it all, NASA Gang is a great album, and Friday is a pretty legendary song from it. Anyways, to continue with just good songs, which I've been doing a lot, this next song is one of my favorite trap songs ever, by maybe the best artist in the trap game right now, if you ask me. Call me crazy, but Saw Baby is the truth. This next song is Titana Boa, from his debut album Sandas, featuring T3, who I believe is his brother. I'll let the music speak for itself. Listen to some of the lyrics. You'll learn a lot. Here you are.
Thank you. drumline. 100-round drum, you get gunned down. Pull up with rockets and drop down. Like a police with your gun down. Baby, 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 baby. Touch down the bow, I'm a snake. Grip on that deep, baby, face it. Plenty Ferrari, much of my name is Safari. I'm a rock star like Jeff Hardy. The baby so nasty, so icky vicky. She suck on that dick, give me licky licky. Sucky sucky, she love dicky dicky dicky. Yeah, breathe them in 666. Whoa, suck on my cock, I'm so cocky. 100-round drum on the Glocky. I got bitches giving toppy. I want your dough, it's so sloppy. Big chopper, he can't top me. Fuck on the hoe till she knock me. Bitch, I got ice, I play hockey. My diamond bubble was so rocky. Yeah. I want the nose of an elephant. Cutting nose off, he ain't smelling shit. Ain't shit free, ho, I'm selling deep. Whoa. Here we got drum like that drumline. 100-round drum, you get gunned down. Pull up with rockets and drop down. Like a police with your gun down. Baby, 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 baby. Touch down the bow, I'm a snake. Grip on that deep, baby, face it. Animal Planet Ferrari. Much of my name is Safari. I'm a rock star like Jeff Hardy. The baby so nasty, so icky vicky. She suck on that dick, give me licky licky. Sucky sucky, she love dicky dicky. Yeah. Breathe them in 666.
Young, young, young. Wow. Niggas hating like a chain reaction. Poppin' rats, he got my chain reacting. Green got the whole team relaxing. Liquor making ugly hoes attractive. Sit it up, girl, let me sit it up. Chins up, man, got the titties off. I got a couple bad hoes wanna fuck me up. I got a couple fat hoes wanna sum me up. She a CEO, yeah, she a CEO. I make her get that pussy popping on the video. These niggas always tryna copy like a King Cole. If I see green light, I'ma have to go. I'ma let them know I'm not a hoe. Chopper, eat pop like popcorn on the stove.
They not gonna miss you.
Just leave the body, you don't wanna issue. Fuck on your mama, she suck like a bitch. Who suck like a Hoover, clean like a Swiffer. Pop your black panda, grab it like handle. Oh my god, she suck it out, she so Sanders.
Yeah. Here we got drum like that drum line. 100-round drum, you get gunned down. Pull up with rockets and drop down. Like a police with your gun down. Baby, 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 baby. Touch down the bow, I'm a snake. Grab on that deep, baby, face.
Animal Planet Ferrari. Much of my name is Safari. I'm a rock star like Jeff Hardy. The baby so nasty, so icky vicky. She suck on that dick, give me licky licky. Sucky sucky, she love dicky 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 dicky.
I really wanna not know. Are you feeling the vibes on the sea on the rocks, Fernando? Maybe you could be my commando. I wanna take you to my condo. I wanna fuck you, but I don't know. Might wanna look you like Calypso. If you didn't miss you like Caribo. You got the kind of thing that I like. Don't wanna be alone smoking marijuana.
Spending my dough. But we like that flee. Keep it pee, never need the chew, but you needed me. I got cream, make a baby clean, boost your self-esteem. I get tough in the moment, so I feel like baby king. Force is black, step on something, so I dress like baby D. Bitch, I'm cold, pussy SML, you know it's giving cream. I got hoes, when there's not enough, come build a nigga team.
I need chips, I tell that nigga fuck you like a baby, carry that on my hip. I just need a sip, cause daddy got me honey, got me pleasure for backboard. I give that bitch a lift, money on my house, give a fuck about my wrist. On my wrist, you can't be touched, yet I make that nigga itch. I know that I'm rich, but that's my project, bitch. Project team, me something to my bitch, she won't switch.
Push a T, push a pound of weed, need a brand new weed. Kill my dog, pussy nigga, please, I go Keanu Reeves. Get him gone, why you telling me just let a nigga see? Honestly, I'm not feeling you and you not feeling me. Keep it cheap, welcome at the A, just let that nigga be. TLC, no, I'm finna creep my phone on D&D. That's my song, but that did to beat, I run that did to sleep. You ain't pee, but you know you beat to me, he beat his me.
I need chicks, I tell that nigga fuck you like a baby, carry that on my hip. I just need a sip, cause shawty got me trust, got me pleasure for backboard. I give that bitch a lift, money on my house, give a fuck about my wrist. On my wrist, you can't be touched, yet I make that nigga it. I know that I'm rich, but that's my project, bitch. Project to me something to my bitch, she won't switch.
All right, a couple more songs for y'all because, once again, I got them, and I got the time today. So my first song of that stretch there, once again, Titanoboa by Saw Baby, undeniable, what can I say? Then Feel Away by Amare, a Ghanaian-American artist who's one of the best operating in the genre of Afrobeats right now, if you ask me. I've been waiting to play her music on WMFO for a while, because Feel Away is one of my favorite songs, frankly. Just a really beautifully constructed song when it all culminates together at the chorus. It just, like, it's amazing. What can I say? And then Freaky Tea by Tia Corinne, which I really debated adding this to the playlist today. Because I don't love, like, always playing, like, very popular songs. Because I feel like if you guys wanted to hear popular radio, you could turn on, you know, like, any station. So I like to put on for some more niche stuff. But that song is in the truest sense, I know I keep saying things are this adjective, but in the truest sense, Freaky Tea by Tia Corinne is undeniable. That song was just ricocheting around my brain all morning. I was in my Big Bang to Humankind class. Only thing in my head was like the da-da-da-da-da. That was embarrassing. That was bad, but you know what I mean. But yeah, just really, really incredible stuff. And Tia Corinne's a really interesting up-and-comer in the rap game. I think that she could be huge in the next couple years if she carries on at this rate, which I hope she does. I only have a few more songs left for you guys because I think that's just all the time I've got, you know? But thank you guys so much for listening. I'll be back on the mic in a few minutes after a couple songs. But regardless, actually, I'll just get into the songs. I have a few Cloud Rap hits for you guys. First one is Lil Foreign by Sick Boy Rari. I referred to Black Cray earlier as the featured artist on Slayin' by Booty Chain. And this is his, he also releases music under the name Sick Boy Rari as of the last like decade or so. I have no idea. But Lil Foreign by Sick Boy Rari. It took a while for this song to click for me, but one day I just realized it's like the most genius thing ever. So I hope you enjoy.
Far, smoking perks, foreign. Shit, everything I do, foreign. Hey, two cell phones, think it foreign. Hey, two golf hoes, foreign. Hey, pull up real fast, foreign. Foes all foreign. Hey, dolls all foreign. Hey, can't slow down, hey, park foreign. Hey, fool in the ski foreign. Hey, when I blink, when I slide foreign. Foes all when I cry foreign. Then she wanna take a nigga, guap, why, why? Cause I got the cash in a guap foreign. Pull up in a white Rari, foreign. Counting all this bubble, sorry, foreign. Hey, shit, white force, foreign. Hey, smoking on this pipe, snoring.
Shower in a five-star hole, take a look in the mirror. I'm on Saudi slicking on my Prince Rami. Get that salami. I'ma make you hurt. I'ma make you hurt. I'ma make you hurt. I'ma make you hurt. Saudi, I'ma do things that you ain't ever did. Finna wake up next to you in my crib. Cause I'ma make you hurt. I'ma make you hurt. I'ma make you hurt. I'ma make you hurt. Saudi, I'ma do things that you ain't ever did. Finna wake up next to you in my crib. Cause I'ma make you hurt. I'ma make you hurt. I'ma make you hurt. I'ma make you hurt. Louis duffel bag filled with heroin. Louis.
Alright, I'm cutting that one off just a couple seconds early because I think you guys all get the point by now. But that was Lil Foreign by Sick Boy Rari, followed by Hurt by Young Lean. Two songs with some hauntingly ethereal beats. Two trill and chill vibers. What can I say? I've got one song left for y'all tonight. But thank you all for listening. I hope that you all have a great rest of your nights and a great day tomorrow. And a great spring break and all that. And if you aren't listening, I hope that for you too. I have one last song for you guys before the next DJ is on. So make sure to stay tuned because I'm sure that there will be heat regardless. Anyways, my final song tonight is one of my favorite trap songs ever. A song that I have driven home from work to many, many times. This is Jules Santana by Warhol SS. Hope y'all enjoy. And thank you.
My line crack of dawn and I'm yawning. Line steady chirping, was the move going? Give me some, hit her with her wrist. I bet I whip in your millennia. Saucing with the pot like Alfredo Fettuccine with the sauce embedded side. Shorty fatty walked in link and started tweaking cause I might say she wifey but she not. Told shorty call her Uber, I ain't whipping to your spot. That bitch tweaking, yeah she tweaking. And I'm thinking like a sauce, hit her heart. Panoramic missing roof, I think it's a loss. Play your card, been a spade, I'm black as Ace up in this drop. Parking lot, pimping, limping, when y'all moving, been the same since the parks and they see me. I've been laying low, trapping out the Uber. I don't talk through no computer, hit my pager for the super sauce. I'm sipping and it's purple, no, I'm double cupping act. Lean it hard, that's a fact, bring it back, feel like he hood rich. Couple carrots in my slugs, play boy, with a foreign pizzeria with a wrist. Chef boy, what you cooking? I got sauce for the eight. Come and shop, good gas for the low. Visa let the shit go. Hit her with the Crisco, screaming with my wrist go. Purple in my cup, but she think it's nouveau. Ay, she just wanna kick it, legs with my new pro. Ay, now she wanna fuck, call that bitch a free show. Ay, fresh white tea from the corner store. Japanese denim ceremony, feel like Kiki, yo. Back up on finesse, hope you know he on the meter door. Serve him at the spot, then I dub. See you never oh, early in my schedule. But it's 6 in the morning. Stay here, my line, crack a dawn, and I'm yawning. Line steady, chirping, what's the move going? Give me some, hit it with a rest. I bet I whip in your millennium, sussing with the pot. Hey,
hey, hey Randy Lee. And I got hips. I don't trust no mouses. I just get it, then we bounce it. Money stacking, Randy counting. Randy dirty water fountain. Randy Rogers quarterback. Ain't no one can handle that. MVP, yo bitch wearing my tee. You a COP, she gave me brain like MIT. Ayy, hey, check your wrist. Ain't no cheat, she finna dip. We finna lay potato louder than a chip.
Five WMFO Medford.
I thought of everything I'd never regret. A little time with you is all that I
Hello and welcome. This is Instant Crush, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Abe Jollis, joined by my two co-hosts, Jadinklage Morgoon and Le Carpatron Duke Marriott.
Hey.
Good to be back.
You as well. Finian, you're back. What's new?
I just got back from spring break.
And how was?
It was great. It was great.
Where'd you go?
Breckenridge.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Skiing?
Yeah, you know it.
A lot of it. Mm-hmm. Love it. Well, this is a very special episode. We've got a full 90 minutes, an hour and a half of just awesome tunes, good laughs, and three hosts you'll have an instant crush on. Jared, what do we have in store for the music?
Yeah, thank you, Abe. Thank you, Luke, for giving us half of your time slot. That's Trash Talk. We're filling in for Trash Talk right now. As Abe said, it's Instant Crush on until 1 a.m. Rod with us. We got some good songs coming up. First off, International Players Anthem, UGK.
So, I typed a text to a girl I used to see, saying that I chose this cutie pie with whom I wanna be. And I apologize if this message gets you down. Then I CC'd every girl that I'd CC round town. And hate to see y'all frown, but I'd rather see her smiling. Witness all around me, true. But I'm no island, peninsula maybe. Makes no sense, I know crazy. Give up all this pussycat that's in my lap, no looking back. Spaceships don't come equipped with rear view mirrors, they dip as quick as they can. The atmosphere is now ripped. I'm so like a pimp. I'm glad it's night. So the light from the sun would not burn me on my bum when I shoot the moon. High jump the broom like a preemie out the womb. My partner yelling too soon. Don't do it. Reconsider. Read some litter. Sure on the subject. You sure? Fuck it. You know we got your back like chiropractic. If that bitch do you dirty, we'll wipe her ass out as in detergent. Now hurry, go on to the altar. I know you ain't a pimp, but pimp, remember what I taught you. Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart, hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart, three stacks. These girls are smart. Play your part. Play your part.
My bitch to choose it, lover. Never fuck without a rubber. Never in the sheets like it on top of the cover. Money on the dresser, drive a compressor. Top notch hoes get the most, not the lesser. Trash like the fuck with $40 in the club. Fucking up the game, bitch, it gets no love. She be cross country giving all that she got. $1,000 a pop, I'm pulling Bentleys off the lot. I smashed up the gray one, bought me a red. Every time we hit the parking lot, we turn head. Some hoes wanna choose, but them bitches too scary. Your bitch chose me, you ain't a pimp, you a fairy.
Solo time to get down with the team. The grass is greener on that other side. If you know what I mean, I show you shit you've never seen. The seven wonders of the world. And I can make you the eighth if you wanna be my girl. When I say my girl, I don't mean my woman. That ain't my style. Need a real street stalker. Stalker, walk a green mile. Be piling up the paper on the dining room table. Cause you able to realize I'm the truth and not a fable. Baby, we rockin' Russian sable. Keep that chiller on the rack. What I look like with some $1,000 shit up on my back. I'm a $1 million Mac, they need a $1 billion bitch. Put my pimpin' in your life, watch your daddy get rich. Easy as ABC, simple as 1, 2, 3. Get down with UGK, pimp CBU with B. Cause what's a hoe with no pimp, and what's a pimp with no hoes? Don't be a lame, you know the game and how it goes. We try to get chose.
Many, many decisions with precision. I pick or make my selection on who I choose to be with. Girl, don't touch my protection. I know you want it to slip, but slipping is something I don't do. Tipping for life. That's like making it rain every month on schedule. Let me tell you, get your parasol umbrella, cause it's gonna get wetter. Better prepare you for the sea support. She's supposed to spend it on that baby, but we see she don't.
As Paul McCartney, the lawyers couldn't stop the slaughter of them pockets had to tie to a rocket.
Send her into outer space, I know he wish he could, cause he paying 20K a day, that bitch is eating good. Like an infant on a double D titty, just getting plump, cause you miscalculated the next to the last pump.
Dump in the gut, raw from the giddy. Yep, better choose the right one or pick the kitties up. So, shit.
Welcome back to Instant Crush. You're on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That was Brandy, in parentheses, You're a Fine Girl by Looking Glass. Song is very near and dear to my heart. Shout out. There are a bunch of you out there. You know what I'm talking about. What a great song. We're back here on Instant Crush. Abe, got anything for us?
I do, but first, those people who know what you're talking about, is that a fraternity thing?
I don't think so. I don't think that's what he meant.
I recall this conversation occurring. Okay, we have the new NFL league year going on.
Mm-hmm.
Just started.
Yeah.
Free agency going crazy. Got a whole bunch of moves.
Any thoughts?
Plenty. But first, Jared, what do you think about the Patriots? Nothing.
He's mad. He doesn't like their signings so far, clearly. Juju signing, though, I thought that was good.
Fairly. I mean, they gave Jonathan Jones, you know, starting quarterback money, which is something the Patriots do not do.
But I'm more interested in, I mean, what do you really think about the Brissett signing for Washington?
Love it. Absolutely love it. Dude is analytically a top 10 quarterback this past year through 13 games.
All right. He was the 8th ranked quarterback in like one metric. I'm the biggest Jacoby Brissett fan of all time, MVP candidate, but that, like, let's not seriously act like he's an NFL starter in anything more than a bridge capacity.
Well, I did see, like, some people thought he was signed as a backup.
He is.
I mean, him and Sam Howell.
If he's your starter, you have a problem. And I'm a Jacoby Brissett fan. But if you're signing him as your starter, what the heck is this team doing? They have no direction.
We seem to find a way to sign a more mid-quarterback.
Yeah, the fact that, like, it's like me as a Patriots fan, if we don't get a number one receiver this offseason, same thing. But, like, you can't defend the fact that they've now gone how many years purposefully not getting.
We'll see what
go
they,
for that guy.
We'll see what
trade
they do
up in the draft. Right, take Anthony Richardson, do something.
We still might.
I hope.
I mean, what was the purpose for? Who was it that just traded for the first pick?
The Panthers.
Panthers. Yeah.
That's crazy. That trade. Honestly, I despise that trade for
really?
The Bears.
Oh, okay.
I think that the Bears.
Well, they moved back to ninth.
They moved back to ninth, but it's not necessarily that they didn't get enough. It's or they didn't get enough from the Panthers. It's that they shouldn't have moved that far down. I mean, right now for the Bears, you have Justin Fields, who you need to build around. And right now, A1, you need to get a cornerstone defensive prospect to help out that side of the ball. And there's two at the top of this draft, and Will Smith or Will Anderson Jr. and Jalen Carter.
And you don't think they'll fall?
I mean, here's the thing that's coming out. So that happened. They traded down, and I was astounded that they got what they did for that first pick, because like you had a number one receiver in DJ Moore, who I love.
Yeah, he's great.
But you're not going to get one of those prospects. But then Jalen Carter, a little bit of off-the-field troubles, terrible pro day other day.
I saw that.
Overweight.
He was overweight.
Out of breath.
Did not complete positional drills. Didn't run the 40 or anything like that. No athletic stuff. And
so what does that mean? I mean, disastrous comment. Is he going to drop like to the back of the first?
He's not going to drop out of the top 10. But he might drop to 9.
It's pretty highly concerning if you're out of breath just at the combine.
And speed raced someone on the highway and they died.
Yeah, well, that was pretty. I mean, that's the more glaring issue.
I'm only going to comment on his football ability.
I mean, I will comment on that. I do not condone what he did, but like, no one knows what happened.
Yeah, no, it's not he's not like guilty of a horrible crime here.
Right.
It doesn't seem.
No.
But you asked me how the Patriots are doing.
I did.
And I think they're doing all right. It's not terrible. It's not great either. But they've brought back all the guys they needed to bring back. Jabril Peppers, good deal right there. Devin McCourty retired. That sucks. But they brought back Jonathan Jones way cheaper than I thought they would. I thought he was going to hit the open market and get paid like every Patriots cornerback. Didn't happen. He came back.
I was shocked. I just said I was shocked that he got starting quarterback money.
No, I'm talking about Jonathan Jones.
I know. I mean, that's not. I meant that the Patriots gave him starting cornerback money.
I mean, they didn't. Like what? 2 years? Like $21 million?
It was like 22. $11 million a year is starting quarterback money.
I thought he was going to go get paid. Like a 2-year extension. This cap hit's probably like $5 million this year. Like that's nothing.
I saw that.
There's probably some bonuses in there.
Yeah.
I saw that.
I was shocked.
Bill Belichick was just pulling moves with Devin McCourty. He retired, but before he retired, they extended him a year on the veterans minimum to move like $6 or $7 million of dead cap to next year.
Yeah.
Which opens up, you know, you could go out and get yourself like a good quality player.
Yeah.
Or two stop gaps.
We'll see, but like I hear Jonathan Jones turned down more money, other opportunities to come back to New England, which we always love to hear.
Love it.
You'll never see that.
McCourty retiring isn't great, but like nothing you can do about that. And then Juju, I think, is an upgrade over Myers in a lot of ways. For it looks like less money guaranteed, at least.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge boost.
He's more dynamic.
To TikTok team, TikTok yeah. Account,
yeah.
So that's huge.
Love the social media engagement.
Exactly.
I feel like
get clicks.
If Jaxon Smith-Njigba is there at 14 and they don't trade back, they have to take him. That's what I feel at this point. And I wasn't huge on him before.
What's their wide receiver room now?
All right, you got DeVante Parker and, I guess at this point,
Juju.
Kendrick Bourne on the outside with Juju in the slot.
Who's your Arizona State guy?
Who's the
really
Henry
skinny
right
number 11 guy?
Hunter Henry is a tight end. We got Tyquan Thornton out of Baylor. He's fast as hell, but not much else.
And y'all
he
traded
didn't look that
Johnny
good last
Smith.
Year. Yeah, which he was terrible. But, I mean, Devontae is a real outside guy. You have him like on the outside, and you have Juju in the slot. Is Kendrick Bourne good enough to be the next guy? I mean, he shows it sometimes, but he had beef with Matt Patricia all of last season.
I mean, he's gone.
He's gone.
They're smooth sailing.
How many wins?
Well, we almost made the playoffs.
Right, so how many wins next year?
Depends. With this roster, they're not making the playoffs. If they add DeAndre Hopkins, then they have a shot.
Is he good? I mean, I feel like it's imminent, right? Like he's gonna get
traded.
It
feels imminent, but I felt that it was imminent that Jerry Jeudy would get traded, and it turns out that might not happen at all.
No. I mean, they're shopping all three guys. Speaking of the Broncos, though,
I think they're shopping none of them. I think that's the truth. Maybe KJ Hamler, but no one wants KJ Hamler. So,
speaking of the Broncos, they bolstered their offensive line and their defensive line. They gave out some money and they got really good value. They got
really good value.
Yeah, the players they got were
what
really
they pay
good.
For who the who what I mean, left tackle they got? McGlinchey, but they gave him like $80 million. He's like a mid tackle at best.
I mean, they gave him 5 years though. That's $20 million a year for a good right tackle.
His position is just so valuable.
I know, but he's like this tackle market made no sense because Jawan Taylor got $80 million from the Chiefs. He's not. I feel like he. What I know is he's not that good.
Orlando Brown.
He didn't get that much. He only got 4 years, $64 million. Jawan Taylor, his replacement in KC, got 4 years, $80 million.
Well, you win a Super Bowl. I think it's easy to be up.
Also, Orlando Brown has some injury history.
They just want to keep the same group, right?
No, but he left. That's what I'm saying. They traded a first round pick for Orlando Brown. They let him leave, and they signed Jawan Taylor for 4 years, $80 million. Orlando Brown gets 4 years, $64 million. You're telling me Jawan Taylor is
on
six?
A different team
he left. Telling me who did he sign?
Bengals.
Oh,
80,
huge.
That's
for
good.
Them, by the
four
way.
4 years, $64 million is like you're telling me Jawan Taylor is $16 million better. Is that the right math?
Yeah, that's right.
$60 million better over the same amount of years. Really?
Well, I guess we'll see.
No,
it's quite intriguing. Either way. There's some other huge ones. The Commanders. We talked about Jacoby Brissett. They also got some other good offensive linemen. Or, I say good.
The guy from the Giants, right?
They're fairly mid. Nick Gates from the Giants, who I'm high on as a center in this league. This dude is tough. And he's a good blocker. He pushes. And he's great. Andrew Wiley as well.
Yeah,
guys who y'all need. Y'all let Schweitzer
go. Yeah,
we let
one guy walk.
But Schweitzer was...
The problem is none of this matters is if Jacoby Brissett is your starting quarterback.
Sam Howell, baby.
You know what I find really... I mean,
I want Sam Howell to be good, but like we can't be serious. Can we?
I mean, if you guys were serious about Mac Jones...
Dude, that is not the same thing. Sam Howell was a sixth-round pick who started one game, and you're going into the next year
undefeated.
With him as committed as your
undefeated.
Starter. Do you not see the problem here?
Okay, undefeated. Okay. I do have an amendment to that statement where I agree with you somewhat, partially based on a conversation I had with my dad earlier today, which was about Howell's footwork and that his footwork is supposedly what everyone's so high on and he watched the Dallas game and it wasn't that good. Either way, Sam Howell, if he declared for the draft the year before, he was a top 10 pick.
That's
everybody
like an overstated opinion.
It is.
He was never going to go in
the top 10. It was absolutely not.
Yes,
he was one of the top quarterbacks.
Did his stock fall? Yes. Would he ever have gone in the top 10? By the time they got through the draft process, no way.
Okay. Either way.
He does remind me of Baker.
He was not ever going to, you know, fall to the sixth round if he got drafted the year prior. But
yourself into him being your week one starter all you want. It's insane. And I like
him. That's not at all what I said. That is the furthest thing from what
I said. Well, he's a Browns fan, but for me, I'm optimistic.
I do have a question for you guys,
shouldn't be.
Dude, as a Washington football team fan, the unknown is better than whatever.
No, I agree, but like I would be up in arms with the fact that like for the past 2 years, number one, like quarterbacks have been on the market more than they ever have been in the history of the NFL,
and you've gotten
none of them.
Yep.
And now you have a draft where there's like four guys who people think are good.
You know why that
none
is?
Of them.
It's because we have the worst owner in the history of owners.
But like
ever.
At the same time, is he making the calls on player personnel decisions at this point?
And he's making the calls on how much money that he's going to be willing to spend, right? There's a reason that Lamar is still on the market, right? Nobody wants to
collusion.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing. But, like, there's plenty of guys we could have paid that we didn't in past years. And that's
I do have a question, though, for you guys.
Yeah.
The Bears, we were speaking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
They went out and signed two extremely talented linebackers in TJ Edwards from the Eagles and Tremaine Edmonds from the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you guys think that this haul of linebackers, plus the second rounder that they acquired for Roquan Smith, was worth it to let him go?
Because
Roquan Smith is a generational linebacker talent.
Henry Burns,
incredible.
If you're listening right now, you know what I'm going to say. What are they doing? Like, I'm not trying to hate on the Bears. But
is Henry a Bears fan?
Yeah, he is a Bears fan. But, like, look, I understand you wanted to get value out of Roquan, but Tremaine Edwards isn't that good. He's all right. He's good, but he's not that good. And you could have just given Roquan that money in the first place, and you still could have gone and signed TJ Edwards, right? You could have done both.
I like him.
Edwards and
Edmonds
is
fast, right?
Edmonds.
No, he's slow as hell.
He's number 49, right?
Who? Edmonds?
I feel like he's not that fast.
Edmonds is hyper athletic.
That's his
thing.
I thought he wasn't that fast.
Dude is like a hybrid safety almost.
I thought he was like
you're telling me.
I mean, his brother is a safety.
Who's his brother?
Terrell Edmonds.
Is he in the NFL?
He is. He's on the Steelers.
Oh, so yeah.
I did not know he had a
brother.
And
he also has a third brother.
Whoa.
Who I think it's...
He's elementary
school
teacher.
I'm not going to try on
you
his
name. You
might
have caught me looking dumb, but I've watched the Bills play. I'm not.
I swear he's
I'm not
flying
huge
around the field.
On
yeah.
Tremaine
I swear
Edmonds.
He is, but that's the problem, is that he's flying around the field. He misses a lot of tackles, and he's not really great in open field.
But if
dude,
he's playing with a bunch of other really good linebackers, that's probably...
That's what I think is the thing, is that...
He's like the free safety of the linebacker room.
Here's the thing.
That's a crazy comparison.
By no means is the NFL like the NBA in a sense that on a bad team, someone's got to get the points.
But
Roquan Smith,
Roquan Smith
was farming tackles. Yeah, I mean, dude led the league for his first 3 years of his career. That wasn't, I mean, don't get me wrong, dude is incredible. But if he had anywhere near a competent defense,
yeah, he's like
next to him,
he's just stat padding.
Yeah, he's
no, but he turned the Ravens season around.
He did.
Yeah,
he did.
Like,
he's
was
incredible.
The best.
He's
like that.
He's great.
But yeah. Also, you know. Well, we also have Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, gosh.
Everyone's favorite
after
quarterback.
After the break.
We'll get
talk
to
about
that
after the break.
A little bit later in the show. We're going to go back to the music for a little bit. Thank you for listening. This is Instant Crush. We'll be right back. 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Yeah. Ride with the mob. Alhamdulillah, check in with me and do your job. Ferg is the name, Bimbola did the chain. Torno for the watch, Prezi plain Jane. Yamagini chain, rest in peace to my superior. Hermes Linga, feed a village in Liberia. TMZ taking pictures, causing my hysteria. Mama see me on BT and start tearing up. I'ma start killing niggas, how'd you get that tripe? I attended Harlem picnics where you risk your life. Uncle used to skim work, selling Knicks at night. I was only 8 years old, watching Nick at night. Uncle Psycho was in that bathroom bucket. Knife to his gut, hope daddy don't cut him. Suicidal thoughts brought to me with no advisory. He was pitching dummies, selling fiends, mad ivory. Grandma had the arthritis in her hands, bad. She was popping pills like rappers in society. I'll fuck your bitch for the irony. I said meet you at your hoe if your bitch keep eyeing me. Ride with the mob, hum do Allah. Check you with me and do your job. Berg is the name, Bimbola did the chain. Torn on for the watch, Prezi plain Jane. Ride with the mob, hum do Allah. Check you with me and do your job. Berg is the name, Bimbola did the chain. Torn on for the watch, Prezi plain Jane. Suck a nigga dick or something. 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 I'ma explain why you probably never see me. I'm in a sucking place, no Instagram or watching TV. I think I trade my breakfast, lunch, and dinner for some kitty. Please believe me, I see Riri, I'ma eat it like panini. I go dumb up in the bra, hit the walls like graffiti. Indian burns all up on a nigga wee wee. I think I need a foursome, Bella can do Gigi. It be easy if Renizi hook it all up on a Leezy. I go crazy in my Yeezy, Kirk Neezy on a beat. I told him that we finna glow up in the street. Rappers talk subliminal, but they don't talk to me. Put them in the jersey, show a like Pauly D. Ride with the mob, hum do Allah. Check you with me and do your job. Herb is the name, Bimbola did the chain. Torn on for the watch, Prezi plain Jane. Ride with the mob, hum do Allah. Check you with me and do your job. Herb is the name, Bimbola did the chain. Torn on for the watch, Prezi plain Jane. Suck a nigga dick or something. Suck a nigga dick or something. Suck a nigga dick or something. Suck a nigga dick or something.
If my words did glow with the gold of sunshine, and my tunes were played on the harp unstrung, would you hear my voice come through the music? Would you hold it near as it were your own? It's a hand-me-down. The thoughts are broken. Perhaps they're better left